Hi, this is Jim Orpitt with your Ely, Minnesota, February 11th fishing report. Missed out on a day and a half of fishing with the snowstorm that we got up here. Not quite sure about the rest of the state, but we had a little plowing to do and getting access to the fish houses back open. So that was a little work that we had to get done, but fishing before that had been pretty good. Fishing in about 19 to 22, 23 feet of water, mostly for our walleyes, and fishing transition areas, going from rock and rubble to mud, which seems to be the best areas right now. You can actually see those areas if you drop a camera down. We drill a bunch of holes and try and get right on that edge. You can, you know, like I said, drop the camera down and see where the rocks are, and then see where they gradually switch over to the mud. So we've been using mostly shiners in about the 2 to 3 inch size, and same thing with rainbows and fatheads. Seem like they're feeding pretty good right now, so a bigger bait's been working well. Mostly using plain hooks and an orange hook and an orange or a yellow bead has worked well. Fish those underneath the crappie float, and using about a 16th ounce crappie float there, so weighed it down with a couple of split shots, so it's just barely floating. Don't like to have a lot of tension when the fish grabs the bait, so it's easy for them to pull it under, and same thing, we've been catching a few on the tip-ups too, so set that release to the lightest possible that you can on the tip-ups, so that's been helping a lot. Seems like if you have a little extra weight on there, bobber goes down a little bit easier. Fish don't feel it as much, so that's worked out well. Getting a few on jigging spoons, not a lot on that, but we, you know, toss down a couple different baits every once in a while, see what's going on. So see those fish come in and they don't bite the minnow on the plain hook. Drop down a jig. I use the dance and spin. White or chartreuse has worked really good for me, and I don't know how many times I'm going to say it, but that's my go-to bait in the winter, so doesn't matter. Cold front, stable weather, seems like they will hit it. You also watch on your Vexlar, see, you know, if you jig it, you see fish come in, you jig it, throw some action into it, see whether they stick around or whether they leave. Sometimes you just got to sit there and jig, and the fish will seems to attract them, you know, get them aggressive, so that's worked out very well for me this winter. Lake trout fishing has been mediocre the last couple of days. Same thing, tip-ups with Ciscos, freeze-dried Ciscos underneath them, suspended about anywhere from, I'd say, 10 to 20 feet off the bottom, depending on where you're fishing, and that's worked out well for those. Jigging, like I said before, tube jigs work really good for that. White tube jig that looks like a smelt has been successful lately, too. So those are the fishing reports for the walleyes and the lake trout. Haven't heard anything about panfish. Once again, like I said, in another couple weeks we'll be getting out and trying to hit some of those lakes for the panfish and seeing how that's going. Stream trout, haven't heard a report on that, but doesn't, you know, just because you don't hear a report doesn't mean they're not biting. We have a lot of lakes up here that numerous different kinds of fish in them, so if you can get a chance, get up here to Ely, Minnesota. Lots of lakes, lots of different varieties of fish, so I'd recommend getting up here. You can contact me at jim@jimthefishguy.com, or you can get a hold of me through the Grand Ely Lodge in Ely, Minnesota. Everyone be safe out there. Have a lot of fun when you're on the water. That's what it's all about. Thank you very much. Bye.